السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافي مزيده. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد وأكرم وترحم وتحنن على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. My respected brothers, sisters, elders in Islam, it's a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah continuously giving us opportunity to perform the Salah with Jama'ah. To perform our Farul Salah with Jama'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally, not in month of Ramadan, Allah multiplies the reward. It is 27 times greater than praying alone. According to another narration, the bigger is a congregation, the bigger is the reward. One hadith goes on saying, it's greater than praying you two people individual than they're praying together. Three is greater. So it goes on and adding. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq, the opportunity to continue our ibadah, where we connect ourselves with masjid and we connect with our other rest of the believers. It is one of the very important amal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to do. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient with those who are calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in day and night. That means those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us those who will be the people who will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers, we are discussing our interaction with us and then our interaction with people around us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed with. Yesterday we went through the importance of our parents and especially the mother. My respected brothers, because our deen, in generally what happened sometime, the people who do not understand this deen, they find difficult to understand. One of the main reason is that, in general, when it comes to deen, for rest of the other people, other than the Muslim, it is only between a relationship between them and Allah, the Creator. That's what they consider to be something which is spiritual, religious mean. It is only a relationship between a man and God. You being loyal to the God. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen. This is the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted Islam as deen for all of us. And He has completed the deen. And this is the same deen, same religion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced to Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Same religion. But when it comes to Musa, Isa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, there was a different sharia. Sharia means there was a different in laws. There are different laws. In certain laws, they differed. But when it comes to the concept of entire religion, it is the same. That is Islam. Millata abikum Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred this. It is the religion millat of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. So in this religion, religiosity does not mean it is only your relationship between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Religiosity doesn't mean it doesn't confine only with your salah. Religiosity doesn't confine with your dhikr. Religiosity doesn't confine with your Quran tilawa. The religiosity, it's along with that. That is very important. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that. Through that, we have to rectify our relationship with rest of the creation. Rest of the creation with priorities. it is, when it comes to our sharia, our deen, it is such beautiful deen. It says that it is a relationship between a man and creation, and along with that, with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is connected. Even our perception about another person, the hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِحَسْبِ مْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. May Allah protect us. It's sufficient for all evil. بِحَسْبِ مْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ. You don't need to do any other shar. It's sufficient for shar, evil or bad deed or bad act. It just you look down upon. أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. You make, oh, he's low. Oh, he's disgraced than me. You, when you have that perception alone, it's a great sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So my respected brothers, when it comes to our interaction with others, our heart, purifying our heart, connecting with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with that, we need to rectify our relationship with others. When rectifying relationship, the first thing, we went through that, first, one of the greatest ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, we need to first value ourselves. This is the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. Then we went, come on, once you have value, once you peace and you are content with yourself, that totally gives, brings a reflection. That's why I said hadith, very beautiful hadith. It says that, you know, a Muslim is a mirror to another Muslim. I mean, you stand in front of the mirror, what are you going to see? You're going to see yourself. So when you're interacting with another person, if you suspect that person, there is means something wrong with you. If you think bad about that person, there is means something wrong with you. It's reflecting. So our interaction with another person, it comes along with how do we think. It is our mindset, our thinking, our approach with the person. And then the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us in this life, it is our parents, and amongst the parents, our mothers. Allahu Akbar. And that is comes in our priority list, number one. If you do not rectify the relationship with your mother, there is 99.9% possibility that you have failed in your deen. You have failed in your duty, not only towards your parents, you have failed in your duty towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have connected that. Anishkuru li wa li walidayhi. Didn't separate it. Be grateful to me and your parents. La tushrik billah. It goes on, don't make shirk. And then comes on that. Immediately. Anishkuru li wa li walidayhi. Be grateful to me and be grateful to your parents. وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on saying that Allah made insan for human being. One of the wasiyah for human being is that he maintained that relationship. So my respected brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq that we rectify our relationship with our parents. If our parents are alive, inshaAllah, we continuously go rectify. If they are not alive, we make dua for them. That is one of the best thing that they, you know, what we can do for them. One is making dua for them, and we living a righteous life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will contribute towards them. And when we say salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is also a greatest favor that we are doing towards our parents, because whenever we make one salawat, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, once we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conveying that to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only mentioning our name, mentioning our parents' name as well. That is the honor. So as children, we can do that. We keep saying that, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention our name and our parents' name by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometime we face this problem. That is, our parents are not Muslim. Some of us go through that situation. They don't have hidayah. This situation, lots of people have gone through this. It is our duty to make dua for them. Dua can change. And yesterday I mentioned one thing. You know, because they are not Muslim, you cannot ignore them. you know, by being a mother alone, being a father alone, you have duty towards them. You have duty towards them. Right? Nothing else. Whether the person is good or bad, whether it's Muslim or not, you have 100% duty towards them. So you need to, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. In this dunya, you need to accompany them. You need to be with them, talk to them with ma'ruf, with goodness, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayah. You continuously make dua. Inshallah, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them. Because if Allah has given you hidayah, you are the progeny, the same DNA you are carrying, inshallah, there is possibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them as well hidayah. So that is in hidayat in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can only make effort, we can make dua, we can convey, and but we have to always maintain a good relationship with them. Then comes very important, lots, many a time, you, we all know, hadith emphasized that, and everyone, we emphasize the importance of mother. There is no doubt about it, we cannot compromise. But sometimes we don't realize the importance of our father. In Islam, Sharia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a very important place for the father. That yesterday I mentioned, father is the key of the, what? The Jannah. Father is the key of the Jannah. So you need his guidance, you need his blessing. You need his blessing, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to hadith of giving in marriage, that's something else, you know, when it comes to our, you know, daughters, the fathers have that responsibility. They become wali. Without their permission, according to many madhahib, the nikah is not valid. Hanafi madhahib has a different opinion, but the rest of the all three other madhahib says, la nikaha illa bi waliyin. Without the wali, without the consent of the wali. Wali is either father or the grandfather or the girl's brothers, or the father's brothers. So the wali, that's, it goes on in that way. So it's very, very important. Father has to play the role. First, fathers must understand what is our role. We need to understand what is our role. الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله به بعضهم عليه. It is a responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So whenever, whoever is in authority and responsible, that we need to understand their value. We need to play our role. And we need to understand the responsibility of you. What does it do? He has the entire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them the means of your rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed that. So there is an order. Everybody share responsibility. Caregiving, giving love, being with you, the companionship, that responsibility Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the mother. But taking care of your other needs, you know, your education, guidance, when it comes to financing you, this responsibility Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on the father. So we need to be grateful. Sharia goes on say, son's wealth belongs to father. Father can even take without the permission. Son's wealth belongs to father. By this law, they go on law as they discuss on the, about killing. If father kill the son, what happens? There's a lot of argument within that. Whether he will be killed or not, you know, qisas will be taking place or not, there's a lot of argument in that, right? Scholars have difference of opinion with, it's a sin, remember, it's a sin, killing is a sin, it's a disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is punishment in akhirah, there's no two word about it. But in this world, they argue the right of the father, they go on the right of the father. So my respected brothers, sometime we need to understand, when it comes to household, when it comes to household, we as men, we need to understand that we need to play our role. Our role is being a protector. Our role is being a guide. Our role is being a provider. Our role in being a person who will make decisions. A decision. But when we make decision, we have to be very fair. We need to consult. We need to make mashura. We cannot be arrogant, oh, this is my way. No. This is the role that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone has to lead, right? Anything there, someone has to take decision, someone has to make a decision. That's very, very important. Some of the time, we men, we don't play our role. But we expect others to respect us. If we don't play our role, we will not command respect. We will not command respect, and we cannot expect in return the love and respect. The mothers sometimes, you know, they do their respect. They go on. They're doing that. So automatically the love goes there. The respect goes to them. If they fail, it happens. This is what is happening in this world. The cycle of the world is that when we are parents, what we are doing, we are neglecting our children. We put them in the daycare. We leave them and go. We prioritize, you know, our profession and work over. It goes on. So that's what they learn. They think, okay, important in this life is making money. Nothing else. The love, the care, you know, comfort, emotional attachment, these are not important. That is what we are displaying. We are not saying that. We don't say that. But many a time, we can ask our question. Are we really, you know, going extra? Are we working for the survival or just to fulfill our desire? What we have done, this consuming, you know, in this world, we have raised our standard very high. Very high, right? And what we do, we borrow. We take a lot of loan, we borrow. Now, we need to work so hard to meet that. And while doing that, we neglect all the important things. The love, the time that you're supposed to spend, and you regret. Some of the fathers, they come and regret. Right? When the child is growing up, if you do not have, remember, one child came and spoke to me after a lecture back home. You know, what you're saying is very important. But I do not have a good relationship with my father. I'm not angry, but I cannot talk to him. I don't have love for him in my heart. He doesn't talk to me, I don't talk to him. I'm on my own, he's on his own. It goes on life, nothing wrong. He's not hurt or nothing. But I feel upset because now when I build a relationship with my child, I'm seeing what is it. Then I asked him, how was your relationship when you were a child? Then this young man started crying. He's about 26 years old, he's crying. He cried for a long time. Hold on, I say, what? No, when I was 2 years, my mom and father, they left me and they went. I grew up with my grandmother. Next time I saw my father, when I was 14 years old, I did not have any emotional attachment or relationship with him. He's struggling. He's saying, I know he's my father. But I'm trying to love him. And it is affecting my child too. Why? It is affecting my child. Because, you know, I don't have an attachment. So my child also doesn't have an attachment to my father. But I want my child at least to have an attachment with my father. He is back now. But I do not have. My respected brother, sometimes, yes, we are struggling. We have issues. Yes, we go. But we need to understand the priority. Those days, remember, sometimes parents go away. But I can remember when I was small, we don't have all this message and text message and all that, right? No WhatsApp, no social media. But the parents used to write to us letters. This is a connection. We still have some of the letters that they sent to us. It's not sometimes only a physical presence, remember. It is how much, even if from a far distance, you can have an emotional attachment. In a far distance, you can make dua for one another. And you can try to make some, you send a gift from far and with some small note. But the best option will be physically you be there. So every day you can have an interaction. Every day you can talk to them. My respect, we are compromising and we are actually sacrificing and we're just trading, right? Money cannot buy this. The contentment that you get through relationship, the love, the bond, wealth cannot get that. The luxury life, beautiful house cannot give you that peace. What happened? You have a big house, but it's empty. You alone. Are you going to be happy with that? No, if you want to have fun, you need to have people. You need to have children walking in, coming. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged, have lots of children. Why? That gives you happiness. They are your company. Sometimes we lose our focus. Why? What is my purpose in my existence? And sometimes we think beyond. We take the Allah's responsibility on us. Allah is Razzaq. He is Razik. We are Abdul Razik. He will provide. Yes, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have a concern and make effort. That's it. Rest He will take care. You don't be lazy, sit, sleep and say, Wallah, give reason. No. You get up, you go and look for it. And if someone in this era, if someone can say, okay, I cannot earn, I cannot do effort, that means you know what you're telling. In the fingertip, you can ride Uber, you can earn from online, you can do that, you can do this. So many things is available. Just you need to make a little bit of effort. You just need to move around, speak to few people, connect with few people. Make effort. Make effort. You know, those days, if you see the Muslim Ummah, the Islam spread right around the world because of the effort. They did not just sit back. They went east to west and south to north, all over the world, traveling. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُحَاجِرُوا فِيهَا. This earth is, you know, so vast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you go hijrah, make hijrah everywhere. Travel around. So we need to make effort. But remember, whatever we do, don't forget, our priority comes Allah, Allah's Rasul, then comes what? Our family. Then comes our family. The rest are not. Rest should wait for us. But these things shouldn't wait for us. Allah will not wait. When Allahu Akbar say, doesn't wait. We get up, we go. You know. When Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, hadith, or anything comes, that doesn't wait. We go. And our parents, it doesn't wait. Our family, it doesn't wait. We go. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prioritized that. And he showed that beauty. He made it so simple. In his masjid was a very friendly, children friendly, family friendly. It was no big hard and hard. Children used to come, his grandchildren, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu, they played, they grew up in the masjid. Rasulullah says, Imam, you know, because sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was full time in duty, right? There was no little, so while he was in duty, whatever time he used to get, once Rasulullah is a member, Hussein radiallahu anhu, the little one was crying. He got off the member, he took him, went up, put in the lap, and then gave the sermon. Allahu Akbar. Once sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in sujood got delayed. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his daughter. See, this is the relationship. If Fatima radiallahu anha, that she used to be the last person sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visit before he leave the city. Goes there, talk to the daughter, you know, have a very friendly relationship. And then once sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get back, first he will go where? Fatima radiallahu anha. This is relationship. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed, you need to be very loyal. To the wife, Allahu Akbar, Khadija radiallahu anha, these are all, family comes very, very important. So my respected brothers, today what I'm emphasizing, as fathers, we have a responsibility to do. That is our part we need to play. We need to spend time with our children. We need to spend time. And children, we have a duty towards our fathers. What? We need to make time. When we are young, yes, when you're young, we need them. But once we grow big, we don't need them. We think we are independent. But we don't need them. But remember, at that time, they need us. At that time, they need us. They will just crave, oh, why my son don't call and have a word with me? Don't miss it. Please, don't make him wait. You make sure that before he think, okay, where is he? What is he doing? Before that, you make a call. You talk to him, ask him, how are you good? Because fathers in general, they will never express emotionally, they will not cry to you. They will not express their need to us, very rarely. Mothers, women, they will do that, right? But fathers, they won't do that. But it is our duty to know that. It's our duty to know and understand their need and then cater that. Take care of that. They will not want to go to the hospital, doctors. They say, no, I'm okay. You need to make sure that you take them. They will say, no, I'm fine. You need to make sure that you give them what they want. From clothing, you know, they actually, whatever, when we were small, what they did? They used to go and buy the best clothes, dress us up and say, oh, my son looks very nice, smart, handsome, mashallah. We should do that. When they are growing older, we should buy a nice jacket to the dad and dress, oh, father, you look nice. You see, they make dua from their heart. You buy him something that he likes. Some people like watch. Some, you know, fathers, they like a good pen. Maybe ether. You make sure you get them. Small gifts. It's not going to cost you much. But my respected brothers, that's going to give you contentment in this life as well as your entrance to Jannah become easy. Your entrance. The key is in there. The dua. Nuh alayhi salam, how much he craved for his sons. Nuh alayhi salam. How much? He understand as a father's love. He made dua. Right? He went on making dua. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command and says, that's enough. Until that he went on asking forgiveness. He says, no, he doesn't have iman. Now stop, finish. You don't belong to your family. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command. Fathers, they make dua. They don't express their love. So we, as children, we have a duty towards them. Take care of them. See where they are. If they are old, especially when they are, when it's cold, Allahu Akbar, they find difficult. Age is, when they're aging. So you make sure the heating is done properly. Right? Those are very, very important, my respect. And loneliness. What happens? The more they grow older and older, they become lone. So you make sure that you go visit them. You make sure you are unable to go. Send your children to spend time with them. When your children are there, they feel that you are there. Because they can feel the smell, the same thing. Your smell is there in your child. The same DNA is going. So you teach your children to do khidmah for your parents. Khidmah to your parents. Just, you know, hold their feet a bit. Give us a little bit of massage. Play with them. Spend some time. Sing a song for the grandfather. This is life. This is deen, my respected brothers. This is sometimes, this is deen. This is religion. How salah is important. Similarly, maintaining good relationship with your parents is important. Very, very important. That we need to try. These days, sometime in this part of the world, or everywhere, even back, now it's a global village. What happened? We have lost this. We have lost this emotional attachment because our children grow with technology. Right? They do not know how to interact and, you know, have relationship with human being. They try to treat human beings similar to technology. Technology doesn't have emotions or feelings. But human has emotion and feelings. We feel that. We think it's like, you know, treating the iPhone or whatever it is. We start doing. That happens to them. They don't realize. You know, when they realize, sometimes it's too late. Once they grow older and their children start treating them bad, their response, they feel hurt. Then they start thinking, I used to do this to my dad. I used to ignore him. I used to have headset. He's talking to me, I ignore him. Sometimes father doesn't know this guy is having a headset because he's just having an AirPod. Father can't see that. He's talking, this guy's not responding. Father goes, what's wrong with this man? He goes on. You know, when you're going to feel hurt, when your son is going to treat that. And that could happen. You call, you don't respond. Allahu Akbar. This once happened to me. You know, once I was in program and back home, my father has been calling for something small. But you know, parents, they want to just convey the message, they want to call. And I took his about 13 missed call. I was very upset. As soon as I take a call, he was angry. He was saying, why didn't you respond? I say, sorry, I'm on a program. My phone was silent. So they want us. When they call, they want us to respond to them soon, immediately. We try and respond to them. This is something very, very important, responding to them. So don't wait for a time that they should call us. We should make sure that we call them very frequently so they don't need to call. We visit them frequently so they don't need to crave for it. You make sure that you go visit them. This is a ibadah, my respected brothers. While they are living, you need to maintain the same relationship. Similarly, once they have passed away, we need to maintain the same relationship. You know, when you have a person who's passed away in the maqbara, ulama explain, the similar relationship you had for that person in this world, you need to have the same relationship. If you had a habit of going and sitting next to him and talking to him, go to near that maqbara and sit and say salam. If you had a relationship that you used to stand, respect him with the distance, you stand in distance and say salam. Why? Because you have that same feeling. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are alive and Allah is giving them sustenance. So, sometimes we are in the far, we make dua. Once in a while, you make sure you go to maqbara. And you try that, you will feel, you will renew your emotions back. Emotions back. And then, those when you go and say salam, having a mark, you know, this is the place where my father is buried, this is where my grandfather is buried, it is allowed in Sharia. But only thing, you cannot convert that into a place that you honor, respect, and you start asking dua by them. You know, there is limitation, boundaries in that. There is no, some people go one extreme and other people go other extreme. One extreme, disrespecting all the dead, maqbara, no, that is extreme too, no. We respect them. Another extreme, you take them and keep them above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And say, okay, only through them I can. No, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to understand the moderate. You respect. How you respect one another. How you respect, you know, one another while you are living, similarly respect. So you go and make sure that you visit the maqbara. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَزُورُوهَا. You make, فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ الْآخِرَةِ. And it will remind you about the akhirah. And you go and visit the grave. But especially our parents' grave. Especially they are in need of us. And when you say, Assalamu alaikum, ya dar qawmi mu'minin. Why sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to say salam? It's not a joke. He taught us that dua because that salam is conveyed to them, my dear brothers. That salam is conveyed to them. Only thing is they cannot respond. That's it. But it is, they can hear. This happened in Battle of Badr. When the kuffars, they were killed and they were all piled up in one place. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam went there, he was talking to them, crying and talking to them. He said, didn't I warn you? Didn't I tell you what's going on? Sahaba says, Ya Rasulullah, they are dead. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. Only thing they cannot hear, the only thing they cannot respond, but they can nicely, they are hearing me exactly. They could hear. They could hear. This hadith of sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we convey the message, when we send salam to them, and when we, any part of it, wherever it is, we can make dua, yes. But when you go there, it is a sunnah, a special sunnah. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and met. Every week he used to go to Shuhada Uhud. From Medina he used to go to the Uhud. Where the Hamza radiallahu an and the Shuhada Uhud was buried there. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go there, say salam to them, make dua, and he come back. He used to go frequently visit Jannat al-Baqi. Keep doing. Why? It is sunnah. You, by doing that, you are showing your gratitude. By doing that, you are doing, you know, and whenever you can see, you talk to your children about your parents. They need to know. Some of the children, the first, second generation doesn't know. You ask them, that's very important. They should know their legacy. You need to talk to them. You need to teach them. Sometimes some things are good, some things are bad. But you need to tell them, they should know where they come from. They should know where they come from. What is their beginning? They should know. In Indonesia, Indonesia is one of the largest Muslim populated country. It's 273 million is the population. How much? 273 million. After that, 89%, almost 90% is Muslims. But if you take in one of their currency, they have a statue of a Hindu god, Ganesh, with the elephant. There was a lot of debate within the scholars, within that. They wanted to remove that. And see, because it's a highly majority Muslim country, why do they have that? The argument, one of the argument, whether it's right or wrong, second, one of the argument, because Initially, the Indonesians, the origin, they were Buddhists and Hindus. They all convert into Islam. So, the country's policy, they say, yes, we have convert. We are grateful to our religion. We are not worshipping this. But our young generation should know where we come from. This is history. We cannot change the history. Can we change the history? We cannot change the history. We can change our present and future, yes. But past, not in our hand. So they will appreciate Allah has given them from balalat, we came for what? Hidayat. From balalat, we came to hidayat. They will appreciate that. And they have preserved, you know, the one of the oldest Buddhist temples called Borobudur, and one of the largest Buddhist temples is there in Indonesia. It's all preserved, kept. They didn't break. Because in Islam, in Sharia, it doesn't say to break and destroy, no. It's kept as a history. Kept as history. It's a choice. You can't force and do things, you know. It's a choice. You preserve that to teach them, yes, that is right and this is wrong. You know, you need to teach them. And this is where we come from. So my respected brothers, so we, alhamdulillah, we have good legacies. We have good histories. Our parents came from different part of the world. It's good, you need to connect them with the roots. That's very important. Then they have a lot of respect and value. We cannot deny that, take that away, because that is the means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us to this world. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us. That is our DNA. We cannot do that. So my respected brothers, having a good relationship with your parents, especially today I was concentrating more on as fathers, we have a duty towards them. But more than that, we as children, we have duty towards our fathers as well. Make sure that we do our duty to them. Through that only our entire Iman and Islam is completed. Without that, our Islam is not completed. By just with our salah, it's not completed. It is connected together, hukukullah and hukukul ibad. Our duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our duty towards the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that, the priority is mother and father, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the tawfiq that we will be able to do our duty towards Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially our parents, mother and father. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our parents, if they are living a long life, a healthy long life, if they are passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them and grant them Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah. And all of us be together in Jannatul Firdaus. Wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.